Hey, Eric.
Okay, I got your text.
Perfect. Okay, so everything went through on our end. Sorry about the delay there. I was talking to a finance team because I had messed something up, and I was like, I do not want him to get charged full price. Give us the give us the in-business credit.
How much is full price?
Full price is $5.99 month to month with a $2.99 setup fee. Yeah, so
I'm so glad. Hell yeah, I got a big deal.
Yeah, so I got you on the $2.49 month to month, and I was going back and forth with them. I was like, nope, we already promised this guy on this date when he spoke to John So, and they're like, okay, we'll honor it. And so I got it to the $2.49, and then, like I said, I got only the $99 setup fee. So I was for sure. And I included the website in there, so you have that. Now, I did send you a text message. You received 3. I don't mean to bombard you at all, but there's one that says, Eric, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click that link. That's going to be the terms and agreements that I read off to you. That's going to have your set structured price in there as well, too. When you click it, it's going to say terms of experience at the top. There's going to be 2 checkboxes on there on the bottom. One's just going to be SMSs. The other one's going to say you're the card authorization holder. Once you click those, type your first and last name in and then hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get to that point. No rush.
Okay. Okay, just give me one minute. Oh, cool. Also, Bing, Yelp, and Apple Maps. That's dope.
Yeah, and Yahoo. You'll be on Yahoo as well.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay, so can you explain to me more about the thing where it says includes 30 minutes of technical support per month for web hosting and storage? And it says the client requires more than 30 minutes of support within a month, additional website project management provided to client in 5-hour increments or any portion thereof at a rate of $375 per each occurrence. If the client is paying less than 6 months and decide to cancel their service and retain the website, they must prepay 12 months of website hosting.
Yeah, okay, so that's for contracts. That's for contracts only. So this is included in yours, so you won't have to pay for website hosting. Now, let's say, for instance, you wanted to cancel the service at any time, or you got, like, really busy and you're like, hey, I want to pause it or anything like that. You always need something to host your website. So we would be able to host your website. The website would just cost you $49 month to month. So that's just that right there, though, when you're looking at the monthly for like the 6-12 months, that's for our clients that are in a 6-12 month contract with us that like paid upfront.
Okay. And how on this do we differentiate that really doesn't apply to me? How do we do that? Is there like...
Yeah. So on this, it goes based off of what we're doing for you. So if you scroll down... Okay. So if you scroll down where it says payments, it'll have the $348 and then it'll have the full breakdown for the month to month. It'll say monthly thereafter. So it says initial cost is $348. It has that breakdown. So it has the monthly thereafter. So that just shows you that you're in a month-to-month with us. You're not in a contract.
Okay, I see. Payments.
Yeah.
You pay Local Splash, that's for your service. Initially, it costs $348, but then it will just be And see, it says Facebook ads on here like it's going to charge me, but you told me, I mean,
I know. It's not. Yeah, so if you do, if you look at the local bundle where it says $149, and then you look at the Facebook ads where it says $100, that equals $249. You see what I mean? So it's saying that out of the $249, it's allocating, we're giving you the $100 credit from the $249 to your Facebook ads. That's where $100 is going to. It's not going to charge you separately. Yeah. It just charges you as the $249. Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing I'd say that I'm like uneasy about is that the thing with the, over 30 minutes.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. So I've never had that with any of our clients here. So, yeah, I've never ran into any of our clients that have gotten charged for like their hosting for saying like, hey, I need extra time. Our tech team is trained by Google and then verified and certified through them as well too. So they are world class. They do take the time to explain things to you and help you as well too. So don't feel like, oh, okay, my 30 minutes, like we don't have a stopwatch here where we're like, okay, your time starts now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause in the beginning, it's going to take a lot more than 30 minutes to get that thing set up and going back and forth, sending stuff to each other.
Right. And our first initial onboarding call, we actually allocate an hour of time to you. So why it has it in there, I have no idea. I think that's just for people that are just hosting and they're just doing they basically want the champagne, but on a Pepsi budget type deal. They want the moon and the stars, but they just want us to host their website. And it's like the website can only do so much for you if you're just doing hosting. It's not going to drive a ton of traffic to you. So those are that's for the people that's trying to take all the time up in the world with just, you know, with just the hosting fee on $49. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you say hosting, is that like, say if something happened and I couldn't use it anymore and I just paid the $50 a month to host it. Now, when I need to make changes to it, do I have like a password and stuff and I get on there and then I make changes? Or is
you
that
can do either or.
30 minutes comes in?
You could do either or. Again, like I said, we've never really used that where the 30 minutes, it's just there for precaution for us at the end of the day. But I'll tell you this. If you have photos, if you have stuff that you want to change on the website and add to it, you can still handle that with us. We've done it before with our clients where we're just so grateful that they're still with us and we're still being able to help them be seen that we're just like, hey, let us host your website, but we also manage it for you as well too. A website isn't something you naturally just change like your underwear, right?
Yeah.
The website is really just making sure that the bugs aren't on there. And what I mean by bugs is like all your buttons are working correctly. If you want to update some pictures, that's not an issue for us. It's really when people are just like, oh, well, I want a full relayout of our website. And it's like, okay, well, at that point, you're asking us to build a brand new website for you. Now we have to recharge you for that. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what that means.
So
yeah.
I would only say, you know, I would be more worried about, as long as you're here and I talk to you, that's fine. But it's like, what if, you know, a year goes down the road and you're not there anymore? And then like, hey, you agreed to this. You know what I mean? But
right.
And I go ahead and send it, but
I'll tell you, we've been in business for 19 years and we've never had an issue like that. Yeah.
Cool. All right, typing in my name.
Sure. And then make sure you click the two boxes as well there too.
Yep.
Okay.
And now I hit confirm or whatever, sync here, and now it took me to a local splash and has username and password login.
Perfect. So I sent you a text message as well. It'll say credentials in that text message. It'll give you your username and password. This is pretty cool for you too. We didn't really touch on this, but this is where you're going to be you'll have access to track everything that we do. So you're going to be able to see all the traffic coming in from Google and Facebook separately. and you're going to be able to see where the customers are really flowing in from. So it is pretty cool on that end. Now, when you log in.
My username is my phone number. My password is good internet.
Yes, all lowercase, one word. Yep.
Cool.
And then when you log in, it should give you just like a pop-up where it should say right there, we're working on your account. Please check back in a couple of days. So you would be able to check back in on Monday after the onboarding call, and you'll start to see like little by little, everything start to trickle in with like your Apple Maps, your Yelp, your Yahoo, your Bing, you know what I mean? And then also to the Google listing and Facebook.
Cool.
You'll also be able to access your website through there too.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. It says we're working on your account. It says business info work bucket.
Perfect.
I would tell the technical team this, but I was going to say, I don't want my personal thing on there. But, yeah, that'll be something I do with the team, huh?
What do you mean? Oh, the address?
Yeah, like my apartment address.
Yeah, we can hide it. And I'll put it in the notes here because I'm going to fill out some notes and send it over to them. Put it in the notes once his address hidden. So make sure that we have that hidden on the Google listing itself as well too. So I'll do that for you, but you could always, I think they'll probably ask you as well in the onboarding just to verify and make sure that you don't want, you know, anybody coming over for dinner unexpectedly.
Yeah. Or my ex-girlfriend looking at my business.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Going up to my house, trying to have dinner with me.
Now we're going to stay away from all the exes.
Find my address.
Yeah, all the exes stay in Texas, so we'll keep it as George Strait, right?
Yeah, love it. Awesome. I'm down.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'll buy a train ticket.
Yeah, there you go. You're hilarious. So, perfect. So, I have everything set up for you. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash, Eric. We're excited to work with you here, and we do thank you that, you know, we're going to be working with you and giving us a chance here to showcase what we can do for you. If you have any questions or you want us to change something, add something, take something off, your seasons change, right, and you want to target something else, let us know, right? We can go more interior so that way you don't pop up for exterior stuff when it's, you know, cold outside. So it's all about communication here. We're going to communicate with you at the end of the day to show you everything, to get everything built. But it's also communication with you too. So if you want us to do something, even though we would like to, but we can't read your mind, so just make sure it's like, hey, I just want to come over here. I want to say, hey, I want to target this area. If we can do that for this, let us know. We can start to make that happen for you, okay?
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Well, awesome, Eric. I'm going to give you a call at 10 a.m. on Monday, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you with my tech team, okay?
Perfect. I got you in my calendar, 10 a.m. Monday.
Awesome. Awesome, Eric. Well, you have a good weekend, and then I'll talk to you Monday, okay?
Okay. You too, Troy. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.